I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victocrats allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up!
Do you want to play rock? Say hello to my little friend!
What the hell's going on out here?
Ooh, that's a bingo!
871-SAGE-888-971-7243. We've been talking about the shooting of the woman who was trying to impede ICE. Democrats, of course, are demanding an investigation. And some are already referring to the ICE agent as a murderer. Here is Zoran Mandani, number 29.
First, just want to make clear that the news coming out of Minneapolis is horrific. This is one part of what has been a year full of cruelty. And we know that when ICE agents attack immigrants, they attack every single one of us across this country. And this is a city and will always be a city that stands up for immigrants across the five boroughs. And I have made it clear to everyone within my city government, and that extends to NYPD, that we are going to uphold our sanctuary city policies. We are going to adhere to them. That is why one of the 11 executive orders that we signed was to repeal the previous administration's order to allow for collaboration with ICE on Rikers Island. What we are going to be doing is following the laws that we have set, laws which have kept New Yorkers safe. And we are going to make it clear to each and every person in the city what their rights are. That's why we took the time to make a Know Your Rights video, because it goes back to the earlier question. If you don't know of your rights, then how can you be expected to actually use those rights? So we are going to take every opportunity we have to inform New Yorkers of what they already can do, and also to make it clear to our own city government agencies and departments across the board, including NYPD, that we are not here to assist ICE agents in their work. We are here to follow the laws of New York City.
Which is exactly why ICE is in the streets in Minneapolis. Because you're not allowing them to go to jails. You're not allowing them to go to prisons and deport illegal alien criminals once they finish their sentences. So you're inviting this to happen. You're encouraging it to happen. And then when it happens, you refer to them as Gestapos and Nazis. One more time, here is candidate Barack Obama in 2008, number 19.
The Bush administration, has done nothing to control the problem that we have. We've had 5 million undocumented workers come over the borders since George Bush took office. It has become an extraordinary problem. And the reason the American people are concerned is because they are seeing their own economic position slip away. And oftentimes, employers are exploiting these undocumented workers. They're not paying the minimum wage. They're not observing worker safety laws. And so what we have to do is create a comprehensive solution to the problem. Now, I have already stated that as president, I will make sure that we finally have the kind of border security that we need. That's step number one. Step number two is to take on employers. Right now, an employer has more of a chance of getting hit by lightning than be prosecuted for hiring an undocumented worker. That has to change. They have to be held accountable.
So if you have another way of getting out criminal, illegal aliens, those who've committed additional crimes after they've gotten here, when you have local authorities like Zoran Mamdani and the mayor of Minneapolis refusing to allow ICE to come into prisons and jails to deport illegal aliens once they finish their sentences, tell me what the alternative is. I know what they want the alternative to be, which is nothing. To eventually put enough pressure on Republicans that they go wobbly, and then they pass, quote, comprehensive immigration reform, i.e. amnesty, in hopes that millions of illegal aliens turn citizens, turn voters, vote for them. There was a hearing about Somali fraud, and again, the ICE agents would not have been there had it not been for this massive, massive Somali fraud. This is Brandon Gill of Texas questioning. The first one is a Democrat from Minnesota. Listen to this, number 34.
Mr. will now begin the questioning portion of the hearing, and our chair recognizes Mr. Gill from Texas for the first question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for holding this hearing so expeditiously. We all know this is an important issue, not just in terms of welfare fraud, but also immigration more broadly, so we appreciate it. And thank you for the witnesses for taking the time to come here. I want to start with you, Mr. Ballew. Again, thank you for being here. Let me ask you, does large-scale Somali immigration make Minnesota stronger or weaker?
Certainly stronger.
Certainly stronger. Do you know what percentage of Somali-headed households in Minnesota are on food stamps?
No.
54%. Do you know what that number is for native Minnesota-headed households?
Well, to be clear, a majority of the...
It's 7%. There's a big difference between 54% and 7%, is there not?
Excuse me, sir. Could I answer the question?
Let me move on. We've got a lot of questions here. What percentage of Somali-headed households in Minnesota are on Medicaid?
I don't know.
It's 73%. Do you know what that number is for Minnesota native households?
Again, you're using the phrase Minnesota native households, but the number
is 18%. That's quite an astounding difference, I think we would agree.
Can I answer the question, please?
Let me ask you one more, and then we can go on to that. What percentage of Somali-headed households are on welfare in general?
I don't know.
It's 81%. What about, let me just ask you, after 10 years of being in the United States, what percentage of Somali immigrant households continue to be on welfare?
I don't know.
The number is 78%. So even after 10 years, 78% of Somali immigrant households continue to be on welfare. Do you know what that number is for native Minnesota-headed households?
Again, you're using...
Non-Somali immigrant-headed households.
If I can just answer the question.
You're
using the phrase native Minnesotans. The majority of Somali Minnesotans are as Minnesotan as any of us. They were born in the United States. It's only 8,000 of the 108,000 Somali.
And nevertheless, the welfare usage is astoundingly different. Let me ask you again, does that make Minnesota stronger or weaker?
Again, I'd like the opportunity to answer the question here.
Go for
so,
it.
Again, the majority of Somali and Minnesotans are born in the United States, as I understand it.
Okay, well, what percentage
again,
of working-age Somalians who have been in the U.S. for 10 years or more, how many of them speak English very well?
I don't know.
About half. The answer is about half. That seems pretty low, doesn't it?
Again, I keep trying
to... It doesn't sound like something that makes our country stronger to me, and I think most Americans would agree with me on that. I need to move on. Ms. Robbins, when would you say we concretely knew that widespread welfare fraud was occurring in Minnesota?
There have been reports since 2009 from the Office of Legislative Auditor. I would say the credible reports on child care fraud started surfacing 2011 to 2013.
So for over...
Yes, sir.
When do you think Governor Walz knew about this fraud?
From the very beginning. He was running for governor in 2018 when there were prosecutions going on, when there was an OLA report, active cases in the news all the time.
And what was the Walz administration's response?
They actually did nothing when they got into office, and Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan had been on the committee in the legislature that had hearings on child care fraud, and when they got into office, they did put $5 million into a little more money, but nothing changed.
But nothing. And let me ask you, Mr. Hudson, thank you for being here. Did those who commit this fraud, do they typically vote for Republicans or Democrats, in your opinion?
In my opinion, thank you for qualifying like that, I would say they most definitely overwhelmingly vote for Democrats.
Do they typically donate to Republicans or Democrats?
Not to my knowledge. They would,
in your
opinion, don't donate to Republicans, they donate to Democrats, in my opinion, yes.
Got it. So would you say this is the Somali population is an important demographic for Democrats to win over politically?
Unquestionably.
Got it. And do you think it would have hurt Democrats' political standing with the Somali population to investigate this fraud?
Very clearly.
Got it. So in other words, you're saying that there was a political incentive to cover up widespread Somali fraud. Is that right?
100%.
Got it. Let me ask all three of you. Did the Walz administration and Democrats intentionally, in your opinion, overlook this fraud while it was happening for political gain? I'll start with you, Ms. Robbins.
Absolutely. We have credible whistleblower reports that the Department of Human Services Administration, up to the OIG and the commissioner, met with a group called the Minnesota Minority Child Care Association multiple times, and that they were trying to weaken protections. We wanted,
right.
we had several changes we wanted to do, and they opposed all of them.
And Mr. Hudson and Ms. Rarick, and then my time is up.
I would agree.
Absolutely. The whistleblowers confirm it.
Got it. Thank you.
Chair now recognizes Ranking Member Garcia.
And then out came the race card. All that and more, 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. Do not leave town.
You're listening to The Larry Elder Show.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Every day, I speak with people who are worried and are feeling a lot of pressure because of credit card debt. That's why I'm very proud of what we do at Trinity. We just help. We give people the support they need, along with a real plan to become debt-free. Credit card bills are consolidated into a single monthly payment that is much less than what they were paying before. Most of our members end up saving thousands, and even they improve their credit scores by as much as 200 points. I know from the bottom of my heart that I'm making a difference in the lives of the people we help. It just makes me really happy.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-793-8548.
My name is Julie, and I'm a Trinity counselor. Call me and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-793-8548.
If you're one of the millions of Americans behind on your taxes, if you're afraid to open your mail because IRS collection letters could be coming, listen carefully. The IRS is cracking down, taking paychecks, freezing bank accounts, revoking passports. That's a fact. But here's what most people don't know. There are official tax relief programs designed to help struggling taxpayers. Programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Optima's award-winning team will fight to protect your paycheck, your passport, and your property. Their tax attorneys and licensed tax professionals will work tirelessly to get you the best deal possible with the IRS. Every day, penalties and interest keep piling up, so don't wait. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter, and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit ReadingOnlineMarketing.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Make a statement without saying a word. Visit LarryElderShop.com for bold shirts, hoodies, and mugs. And get 20% off with promo code ELDER20 because we've got a country to save.
Well, I don't think I've seen a conflict between the federal government and the states as intense as this since the Civil Rights Movement in the 1960s, when southern states were trying to block enforcement of civil rights laws and the rest of it. This is intense. I mean, these agents, these ICE agents, had every right to be there. Indeed, one might argue they had a duty to be there. They are this nation's enforcer of the immigration laws. They certainly would like, as you heard her say, cooperation from local and other officials. But this is their job. And there's no evidence here that they weren't doing their job or doing it properly. And the way that these local officials are acting is extraordinary. And the statement that mayor made, laced with obscenities, telling the agents to get the F, and he didn't say F, out of Minnesota, is something we haven't seen in a very long time indeed. I can't believe that across the country this will sit well with the public.
888-971-7243, 888-971-SAGE. None dare call it insurrection. Ray is in Livermore, California. Ray, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Thank you for refreshing that quote, because that's why I called in, Larry. And you, sir, are a national treasure. Thank you for your show.
Thank you.
What Britt Hume said so slyly with southern states, I think it could be said a little more clearly, or put a finer point on it, Democrat-run southern states, mm-hmm. which had contention with the federal government over desegregation and civil rights laws. It was Democrat-run southern states that seceded from the Union and caused a civil war and the national scar on this country that we're still suffering today, mm-hmm. Democrat-run state. It's Democrats who said then, who's going to pick the cotton? And it's Democrats today who are saying, who are going to pick the vegetables? And it really needs to be clarified in that way, because like in San Francisco, we're hearing this nonsense about reparations, and it pops up in California quite often, which was never a slave state. California right. entered the Union as a free state or a neutral state. And in this scar continues to run deep, and it's caused by this political party called the Democrat Party. And it needs to be brought out, and it just rubs me wrong. Britt Hume is a smart man, and he knows this, and he steers away from stuff like this.
Well, Ray, thank you so much for the call. Keith Ellison is now the Attorney General of Minnesota. He was vice chair of the DNC for a while. So he's on a program with Tom Cole. Mr. McConnell, can you see if you can find this? This is Keith Ellison referring to George Wallace as a Republican. and he was trashing Donald Trump. And Tom Cole from Oklahoma, Republican, was on the panel. And it was George Clintonopoulos who was hosting this whole thing. So they're all sitting around talking about the presidential race. And Keith Ellison says that Donald Trump is the worst Republican candidate since George Wallace. And Tom Cole then says, well, you know, let me just correct the record here. George Wallace was a proud Democrat, and George Clintonopoulos didn't say a word when Ellison made that comment. Here it is.
Keith Ellison, you're a supporter of Bernie Sanders. What should happen?
Well, I'm with Bernie on this. I mean, we're focused on getting rid of Donald Trump, making sure he is not the president of the United States. I agree with Bernie. I'm disappointed to read about it. But at the same time, you know, we do have the worst Republican nominee since George Wallace. We have somebody who is so dangerous in a number of ways, not the least of which is his attacks on the press and his pulling press credentials. The First Amendment says freedom of the press. He attacks the press regularly. So I'm really kind of focused on the job at hand, but I am disappointed, but I'm not surprised. But at the same time, you know, I just have to keep trudging on, organizing people to turn out the maximum number of votes to defeat Donald
Trump. Just the beginning here in Philadelphia, Congressman Cole, you just came from Cleveland Republican convention. Was it a success?
Well, first I want to correct my friend. George Wallace was a proud Democrat and ran for the Democratic nomination, was on that stage down there.
Thank God he got rejected and lost.
Well, that's fine, but let's be clear on the record as whose party he belonged to.
Clintonopoulos didn't say a word when Ellison referred to George Wallace as a Republican. Now, as I mentioned, the race card came out at this hearing on fraud. This is a Democrat named Emily Randall, number 42.
We can trot out all of the data that we want to create the sense that there is a bad guy. There is a bad group of people. There are folks who are not among us. There are folks who are other. And I think we should spend a lot more time looking at ourselves, looking at American citizens, looking at white men.
Let's talk about white men. You see, this is why the fraud was allowed to fester. Any politician that dared suggest there was fraud going on in the Somali community would be called Islamophobic, if not racist. So, nothing was done. We played you that 2018 report from a local Fox outlet in Minneapolis, very damning. You would have thought something would have happened after that. Nothing. Why? You're called racist. Ilhan Omar has done that. Now, Nick Shirley, the independent journalist who uncovered a lot of this stuff, has another video. Here's a few minutes of it, number 45.
How bad is this fraud? This is the worst fraud in human history.
How Somalians got into the system to fraud the American taxpayer?
They have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of fraudulent companies set up, and they're sucking billions of dollars out of the state of Minnesota.
And how have you seen the weaponization of the word racist and Islamophobe take power here?
Here in Minnesota, potentially the largest fraud to ever happen in America is happening right now, as billions of dollars has been laundered and funneled and given to Somali-run businesses here inside of Minnesota, all across the state. I'm here in Minneapolis right now, and I'm meeting with the man who's been doing his own research for years as he's been speculating this fraud, as he's seen it blatantly inside of his neighborhoods and the areas that he calls home. This is an interview with a man who has done everything possible to expose the fraud, and now let's get into the interview.
We'll have more of that. 888-971, SAGE, 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder.
Make a statement without saying a word. Visit LarryEldershop.com for bold shirts, hoodies, and mugs. And get 20% off with promo code ELDER20 because we've got a country to save.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I'm also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Carrie Grell. From the heart behind Organic Pilates, I want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created for intentional living. We offer apparel, wellness, and everyday pieces designed to support how you move and how you live. Harmony, where movement meets intention. We're located at 1264 California Street. We're in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to welcome you in.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
I woke up to the morning sky first.
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, Salem News Channel, brought to you by the Relief Factor Studio. Don't forget your Relief Factor, 800-4-RELIEF, 800 the number 4-RELIEF, ReliefFactor.com, that's ReliefFactor.com. Phil is in Greeley, Colorado. Phil, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Hi, Larry. I just wanted to highlight a CNN report that I read about Tim Walz, and that is that he's reported to have said that Tim Walz, or reported to have said that Minnesotans should continue to engage in, quote, peaceful civil disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
Civil disobedience, by its very nature, is violating the law. Henry David Thoreau made it famous when mm-hmm. he wrote about refusing to pay a poll tax in order to be jailed in civil disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
And he was actually annoyed that someone paid the tax on his behalf.
Yeah.
So Tim Walz is really inviting people to commit criminal acts.
Yeah, it's the same tactic that was used by MLK. The idea is that the laws are unjust. And so, therefore, I'll take the punishment in hopes that I will raise the awareness of the American people so they'll change the law. Here,
absolutely.
Yeah, and here, please tell me what law is unjust. Getting criminal legal aliens out of the country, that's an unjust law? What are you talking about?
Well, even if he thinks that it's unjust, we have the governor of Minnesota telling Minnesotans and everyone else in the country
to
violate the law,
right,
whether he thinks it's unjust or not. What if the governor of a conservative state told people, don't pay your taxes?
Mm-hmm.
What if they told businesses, stop collecting sales taxes for the state because the taxes are out of control? Certainly they would be deserving of criticism.
Exactly. Here again is what Governor Walz said. Number 41.
I want Minnesotans to hear this from me. The desire to get out and protest and to speak up to this administration of how wrong this is, that is a patriotic duty at this point in time.
Now, in that clip, he didn't say engage in civil disobedience. You know who also has criticized what happened yesterday when the woman was shot and killed? Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton. The guy who was in the streets of Ferguson yelling, no justice, no peace. Claims he came out of the King movement. Martin Luther King was about civil disobedience, meaning peaceful disobedience. I disagree with the law. I believe the law is unjust. I'm willing to go to jail in hopes that your morality will change. That was the whole basis for his civil rights movement. He never said, no justice, no peace. But Sharpton does. And yet the media refers to Sharpton as a civil rights activist. Are you kidding? Here's more from the Nick Shirley video, number 45.
Of 1,020 non-emergency medical transportation companies, and my research is showing that 95% of those are Somali-owned. And what I know is that the people writing the checks at the state of Minnesota never, ever, ever verify that any trip was ever made or that any appointment was ever made with a dentist, chiropractor, or anything.
And so these people are able to start these businesses and then immediately get funds from the government?
Yes. So interestingly that you bring up licensing, because another area of fraud that I exposed was all of these autism centers, because I would drive around the Twin Cities. I said, well, there's another autism center. I said, what's going on with all this autism? Is there something in the water? And then I started to look at, well, who owns these autism centers? And virtually 99% of them were owned by Somalis.
And is there an autism outbreak here in Minnesota right now?
There is not. But to open an autism center, you do not need a license.
And so people are claiming their children are autistic to receive money from the government.
Yes.
And the government underneath Tim Walz's leadership, they're not going in investigating and doing their due diligence to say, maybe we shouldn't give this company, $1 million.
Well, so
now, how many mothers are claiming that their kids are autistic? How many mothers are claiming that we're dropping off a kid at a daycare center when they're being paid for it? So when I hear this business about only a handful of Somalis are engaged in the fraud, it seems to be awfully widespread. Now, Relief Factor loves hearing from pain-free customers and hopes we can help you next. Bill writes, quote, I've been crawling under sinks and working long. Relief Factor loves hearing from pain-free customers and hopes that we can help you next. Bill writes, I've been crawling under sinks and working long hours for decades. My back and knees took the punishment. I thought pain was just part of the trade, but Relief Factor surprised me. Within weeks, I was working without wincing. I could get down on the floor and get back up without thinking twice, end of quote. Bill knows hard work. He knows pipes, tools, and long days on the job. What he didn't know is how good life feels when pain stops tagging along. Relief Factor didn't change Bill's trade. It changed his tomorrow. I know it's been a game changer for me. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free, and it targets the inflammation that causes pain, so you can move better, feel better, and actually enjoy life again. Try the 3-week quick start for just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Let's see if you're next in getting out of pain.
The new administration has hinted at one of its boldest moves yet: America's return to the gold standard. Backing the U.S. dollar with gold would create stability in a time of rapid economic change, pushing the price of gold higher than we've seen in decades. Those who act now could be positioned to benefit the most. Premier Gold specializes in helping those with a 401k, IRA, or other types of retirement accounts utilize a little-known loophole to move some of their savings into physical gold. Today, they'd like to send you a free gold standard kit to help you decide if this process is right for you. Call 606-800-8000 to take advantage of current rollover policies. Early action on physical gold could position your portfolio for maximum growth. Call Premier Gold at 606-800-8000. Call 606-800-8000 now. Premier Gold is not a financial advisor. Please consult with your advisor before investing. Call 606-800-8000.
Ready to boost your learning and earning potential? Shasta College can help. Full-time students may qualify for 2 years of free tuition to jumpstart a high-demand career. Pressed for time? We get it. That's why we offer 8-week compressed, cohort-based, and online or hybrid classes designed for busy adults. Spring classes start January 21st, so now's the perfect time to plan your next step. For more information, contact ShastaCollege.edu.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at gormancomp.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
800-741-GOLD.
Nationwide and coast to coast, it's the Larry Elder Show.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. We are Salem News Channel. The country's at a tipping point. You have people like Zohran Mamdani, the mayor of Minneapolis, the governor of Minneapolis, governor of California, essentially saying that Donald Trump is a fascist, illegitimately elected, and therefore you can defy ICE, you can refuse to cooperate with ICE, compelling ICE to go into the streets and apprehend violent criminal legal aliens as opposed to going into prisons and jails and getting them. Reminds me of Yuri Bezmenov, the former KGB officer who defected and talked about how America is going to implode from within. Number 30.
Ideological subversion is the process which is legitimate, overt, and open. You can see it with your own eyes. All you have to do, all American mass media has to do, is to unplug their bananas from their ears, open up their eyes, and they can see it. There's no mystery. There's nothing to do with espionage. I know that espionage intelligence gathering looks more romantic. It sells more deodorants through the advertising, probably. That's why your Hollywood producers are so crazy about James Bond type of thrillers. But in reality, the main emphasis of the KGB is not in the area of intelligence at all. According to my opinion and opinion of many defectors of my caliber, only about 15% of time, money, and manpower is spent on espionage as such. The other 85% is a slow process which we call either ideological subversion or active measures, активные мероприятия in the language of the KGB, or psychological warfare. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interests of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country. It's a great brainwashing process which goes very slow, and it's divided in four basic stages. The first one being demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism. The result you can see, most of the people who graduated in the 60s, dropouts or half-baked intellectuals, are now occupying the positions of power in the government, civil service, business, mass media, educational system. You are stuck with them. You cannot get rid of them. They are contaminated. They are programmed to think and react to certain stimuli in a certain pattern. You cannot change their mind. Even if you expose them to authentic information, even if you prove that white is white and black is black, you still cannot change the basic perception and the logic of behavior. In other words, these people, the process of demoralization is complete and irreversible. To get rid society of these people, you need another 20 or 15 years to educate a new generation of patriotically minded and common sense people who would be acting in favor and in the interests of the United States society.
And yet these people who have been programmed and, as you say, in place and yes, who are favorable to an opening with the Soviet concept, mm-hmm, these are the very people who would be marked for extermination in this country?
Most of them, yes. Simply because the psychological shock when they will see in future what the beautiful society of equality and social justice means in practice, obviously, they will revolt. They will be very unhappy, frustrated people. And the Marxist-Leninist regime does not tolerate these people. they obviously they will join the links of dissenters, mm-hmm. dissidents.
Yes.
Unlike in present United States, there will be no place for dissent in future Marxist-Leninist America. Here you can get popular like Daniel Ellsberg and filthy rich like Jane Fonda for being dissident, for criticizing your Pentagon. In future, these people will be simply squashed like cockroaches. Nobody is going to pay them nothing for their beautiful, noble ideas of equality. This they don't understand, and it will be the greatest shock for them, of course. The demoralization process in the United States is basically completed already. For the last 25 years, actually it's overfulfilled, because demoralization now reaches such areas where previously not even Comrade Andropov and all his experts would even dream of such a tremendous success. Most of it is done by Americans to Americans, thanks to lack of moral standards. As I mentioned before, exposure to true information does not matter anymore. A person who was demoralized is unable to assess true information. The facts tell nothing to him. Even if I shower him with information, with authentic proof, with documents, with pictures, even if I take him by force to the Soviet Union and show him concentration camp, he will refuse to believe it until he is going to receive a kick in his fat bottom. When a military boot crashes his balls, then he will understand, but not before that. That's the tragic of the situation of demoralization. So basically America is stuck with demoralization, and unless, even if you start right now, here, this minute, you start educating new generation of Americans, it will still take you 15 to 20 years to turn the tide of ideological perception of reality back to normalcy and patriotism.
More on this in a moment. See, this is where we are. We have elected a Democrat socialist to the most important city in the world. 50% of Americans under the age of 40 want a Democrat socialist to be president in 2028. And then you have Mamdani talking about the warm embrace of collectivism. This is exactly what this KGB defector is talking about. I'm Larry Elder. Relief Factor loves hearing from pain-free customers and hopes we can help you next. Kim writes, "Before trying Relief Factor, I struggled just to make it through my work days. I'd collapse on the couch at night, aching everywhere. Within a few weeks of starting Relief Factor, the daily pain began to fade. Now I'm keeping up at work, and I still have enough energy left for my family," end of quote. Kim is a story of thousands of kitchens, office desks, and factory floors. The story of parents having more love to give and more strength to share. Relief Factor doesn't just ease pain, it restores evenings, laughter, and the simple joy of being present. And I felt the difference too. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free and targets the inflammation that causes pain, so you can move better, feel better, and naturally enjoy life again. Try the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Just go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Let's see if you're next in getting out of pain.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My debt problem started probably about 2016. I needed my life to change financially. I called Trinity, and I ended up joining based on high credit card bills and high interest rate. And my counselor at Trinity has been great, and Trinity has been helping me to get on the right path of paying off these credit card bills, bringing down the interest rate. They have consolidated my bills into one low monthly payment. And now I am finally getting out of credit card debt. So I just want to say thank you, Trinity, for showing me a better and greater path.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-793-8548.
My name is Sharon, and soon I will be debt-free for keeps.
1-800-793-8548.
In today's fast-paced world, professionals face endless projects, deadlines, competition. To thrive, you need metal clients.
clarity, sharp focus, and reliable memory. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor created ThinkFactor. ThinkFactor is designed to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that supercharges your memory and sharpens your focus. You can stay on top of your work and outshine the competition. After a couple of weeks of taking ThinkFactor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And you know what? The longer you take ThinkFactor, the better the results are. If you've ever felt mentally foggy or struggled to keep up with everything on your plate, well, ThinkFactor can help you reclaim your cognitive edge and thrive in your life. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, to order ThinkFactor. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com. Your first bottle, just $19.95. ThinkFactor. Think clearer, perform better daily.
I ain't rich, but I damn sure wanna be.
Welcome back to the Larry Elder Show.
We will draw this city closer together. We will replace the frigidity of rugged individualism with the warmth of collectivism. If our campaign demonstrated that the people of New York yearn for solidarity, then let this government foster it. Because no matter what you eat, how you pray, or where you come from, the words that most define us are the two we all share. New Yorkers.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. He attacks the very basis of America. Reject the frigidity of rugged individualism. Replace it with the warm embrace of collectivism. And here you have a KGB defector telling you this is exactly the direction in which America is headed. He said this back in 1983. And now we've got elected officials all over the place. City Council in L.A., 100% Democrats, except for those who are Democrat socialists. Three or four of them are. Mayor of Seattle. Mayor of the most important city in the world. A Democrat socialist who's talked about abolishing private property. Here's the rest of what Yuri Bezmenov said in 83.
The next stage is destabilization. This time, subverter does not care about your ideas and the patterns of your consumption. Whether you eat junk food and get fat and flabby, doesn't matter anymore. This time, and it takes only from 2 to 5 years to destabilize a nation. What matters is essentials. Economy, foreign relations, defense systems. And you can see it quite clearly that in some areas, in such sensitive areas as defense and economy, the influence of Marxist-Leninist ideas in the United States is absolutely fantastic. I could never believe it 14 years ago when I landed in this part of the world that the process will go that fast. The next stage, of course, is crisis. It may take only up to 6 weeks to bring a country to the verge of crisis. You can see it in Central America now. And after crisis, with a violent change of power, structure, and economy, you have so-called the period of normalization. It may last indefinitely. Normalization is a cynical expression borrowed from Soviet propaganda. When the Soviet tanks moved into Czechoslovakia in 68, Comrade Brezhnev said, "Now the situation in brotherly Czechoslovakia is normalized." This is what will happen in the United States if you allow all these schmucks to bring the country to crisis, to promise people all kind of goodies and the paradise on earth, to destabilize your economy, to eliminate the principle of free market competition.
Again, this was 1983, so it took longer than he thought, but it looks like we're going in that direction. Coming up, Riverside Sheriff Chad Bianco, another candidate for governor of California as a Republican. He's got a plan to deal with homelessness. All of this and more. I'm Larry Elder.
So, but it can buy me a boat.
Hi,
This is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.